Researchers at Dartmouth College in the United States and the University of Warwick in Britain scoured 35 years of data on more than 2 million people around the world. They found a consistent pattern of happiness. They say no matter what the culture, whether we live in rich countries or poor ones, most of us are the happiest in our 20s and 30s, and then again after age 50. People in their 40s, especially their mid-40s, are the least happy. One of the researchers, economist Andrew Oswald, said he can only guess why.
The most plausible theory is that at the start of life we have very high aspirations, very high expectations, and it's painful through our 30s and until the mid-40s to let those go.
Gail Harris had so much difficulty in her mid-40s that she established a web venture about aging, health, and spirituality.
You start assessing where you are and wondering if that's all there is. Could you be happier? Something almost magical and mysterious happens as you round the bend of 50.
The researchers say our lives generally look like a U-curve, with age 44 right at the bottom, before we start experiencing happiness again. Here is Professor Oswald.
People cut themselves a bit of slack. They accept they're not going to end up the general manager of their company. They're not going to win a Nobel Prize.
But that doesn't mean people settle for less, says therapist Susan Bluestone.
It's different. It's just really understanding who you are, what you can really accomplish in life.
Professor Oswald says the unhappiness stems from something inside us, and there's not much we can do to avoid it. But he adds, if we can make it past our 40s, we can expect once again to enjoy life to the fullest. Four, Carol Pearson, three, VOA News.
Two, three.